Skipper Roach emerged from the Abbey for his evening patrol of the grounds, which was more in the nature of a leisurely stroll to walk off a big supper. He heard Gorath's resounding voice and hurried toward the north wall. On the way, he passed Fen Bluepaw, who was hauling along a reluctant Dimp. Skipper nodded.
"Evening, ma'am. Do you know who's doing the shouting out there?"
The recorder squirrel sniffed.
"Pay no attention. 'Tis only Arkwell Prink trying to get back into our abbey. Come on, Dimp, don't drag your paws."
The squirrel babe pulled back.
"Mr. Skip, that's not Arkwell. It's a monster with a huge fork. I saw him."
Skipper was already running for the wall steps. He called back.
"It didn't sound like Arkwell. I'd best take a look."
A moment later, the otter was on the wall top, staring down at the bedraggled, weary pair.
"What's all this about an attack, young Prank? And who's that giant you've got in tow?"
Gorath spoke for himself.
"I'm Gorath. I don't know who you are, sir, but there's a whole crew of sea red in vermin who'll be here before too long. Take it from me, that's a fact."
Skipper vanished from sight, shouting to Orquil.
"Take your friend to the main gate and I'll let you in."
Abbot Dorcas was cutting a slice of yellow cheese to have with his pear as an after-supper dessert when the door of the great hall burst open. Skipper Roach strode in, flanked by Orquil Prink and the biggest badger the abbot had ever seen. Dorcas rose hastily from the table, addressing the badger.
"If you enter our abbey as a friend, there is no need to carry a weapon, sir."
Gorath looked at his pitchfork tongue, as if just noticing that it was in his paw. He bowed slightly, placing it on the table.
"Forgive me. I didn't mean to frighten any beast. I came here with Orquil to warn you that your abbey may soon be attacked by vermin, a large crew of them, headed by the fox they call Visca Longtooth."
Gorath broke off. He seemed to wilt. Clutching the support of the table, he staggered slightly, slumping down on one of the benches by the table side. Orquil spoke.
"Gorath's my friend. He was captured on the Northern Isles by the vermin. They had him chained up to a ship's mast. He's been beaten and starved."
The cellar hog, Benjo Tips, immediately started shoving food from the table in front of the big gaunt badger.
"Poor beast. Here, matey. You take your fill of good red wool victuals. Aye, and there's plenty more where they come from. Orquil, you can tell us the rest, eh?"
Abbot Dorcas took charge then.
"Every beast out, please. I want this hall cleared. Friar Chondras, bring more food and some hot soup if you can manage it. Now you just sit still there, Gorath. We'll take care of you, my friend."
The badger tried to nod, but his head fell forward onto the table and his eyes started to droop. Dorcas gave more orders.
"Sister Atrata, kindly fetch your medicine from the sickbay and any assistance you may need. Skipper, will you and your daughters clear the table off? See if you can lay our friend on it with a pillow for his head. Orquil, come to my room. You can enlighten me on the situation. Benjo, you'd better come too. And Skipper, please join us when you're done here."